This week marks 30 years since the enactment of the federal law known as Title IX. The law expanded athletic opportunities for young women, but commentator Frank DeFord says the law has not been a complete success.
No question about equality is more nettlesome than Title IX's application to school and college athletics. The law says, indisputably, that equally proportionate amounts of athletic department money must be spent on both sexes. And because of that, in the years since the law started to be rigorously enforced, the number of girls playing sports in high school is up almost tenfold, the number of young women playing sports in college is up five times. But this great advance in female participation has come at a price for male athletes. College wrestling has been emasculated, 170 teams cut. Collegiate male gymnastics is headed for extinction. And the elimination of men's tennis, track, and swimming, even baseball, continues apace. Critics of Title IX call it reverse discrimination and affirmative androgyny. Look, goes the men's argument, more boys than girls care about sports. To demand matching amounts of athletic funding for girls is a tortured distortion of fairness. Would it make any sense to require equal funding for males in, say, dressmaking? But then the counter-argument. The reason fewer girls want to play sports is that they never had the opportunity before. Give them the same chances as boys, and just as many of them will want to play. For me, that's a more persuasive case. In this professed land of opportunity, where the discrimination against women in sports was overwhelming for so long, it's simply dog in the manger to deny females the option of organized exercise because they haven't had the chance to find out if they'd like it. Anyway, all of this obscures the elephant in the room, football. It is that rare male sport that has no female analog, and also it uses far more bodies and gobbles up far more money than any other sport. No schools would have to eliminate wrestling and gymnastics if they just trim some of the fat off football. But football is a favorite sport and politically powerful. Alumni love it, and oh boy, athletic directors protect it. Football is a banner that schools and colleges wave at the beginning of the educational year to rally the troops, students and alumni alike. It identifies and unifies and helps fundraise, if for all the wrong reasons. So even if school football is indefensibly expensive as a sport, it is a distinct part of our American culture that serves various non-athletic purposes. No, football is the cheese that stands alone, and it would make sense for it to be separated out from all of the sports. Football is primarily a spectator sport. It's showbiz. It has nothing to do with wrestling, with men's or women's track, tennis, gymnastics, or all the other sports which are intended primarily to be played by students, not watched by ticket buyers. Call football what it is, either an arm of athletic giving or a form of institutional advertising, but get it out of the athletic department. And then, for both men and women, Title IX would have what it doesn't have now, a level playing field.
The comments of Frank DeFord, senior contributing writer at Sports Illustrated. He joins us each Wednesday from member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut.